From the 1850s onwards, it was in Gandhara that vast numbers of Buddhist shrines and sculptures were discovered and investigated. In fact, more Buddhist sculpture and architecture comes from Gandhara than from any other part of ancient India. And here, in the British Museum, we have a Buddha sculpture that perfectly matches the pose of the one in Battersea Park. But this one isn't gold. It's carved from grey schist, a rock that contains fragments of crystal, which make the stone glint and gleam in the light. The Buddha's hands and face are more or less life-size, but the body is smaller, and he sits cross-legged in the lotus position with his hands raised in front of him. On both shoulders, he wears an overrobe, and the folds of the drapery form thick, rounded ridges and terraces. This drapery hides most of his feet, except for a couple of the toes on the upturned right foot, which you can just see. He looks serenely into the distance, his eyelids lowered, and his hair is gathered up into what seems to be a bun, but which is in fact a symbol of the Buddha's wisdom and enlightened state. Rising from the top of his shoulders, surrounding his head, is what looks like a large grey dinner plate, but of course is in fact his halo. This virtually life-sized and lifelike figure must have been a startling sight for any Buddhist 1800 years ago. Until shortly before then, the Buddha had been represented only by sets of symbols, the tree under which he achieved enlightenment, a pair of footprints, and so on. To give him human form was entirely new. The move towards representing Buddha as a man is described by the historian Claudine Baudes-Pichon.